And so, taking good care of the body as you come into practice. Noticing what's here, thoughts, emotions, body sensations. Can we let it be okay? And with a friendly interest, opening to body, to breathing, or to sounds, choosing an anchor for yourself. And just letting yourself settle into this moment, meeting it fully, meeting it as a friend. A few words about equanimity as a Brahma Vihara, or a divine abode, a good home, good place to live. As I mentioned earlier, it draws upon the wisdom of the three characteristics. And Orin J. Sofer calls it the wisdom of the elder. The wisdom of the elder, and I find that very useful. So the elder who is so aware of the comings and goings of life that they have a sense of balance within it, a steady perspective. The elder is able to see that life is full of ups and downs, and that change is inevitable, and that within this we must each walk our own path, make our own choices, and take responsibility for the effects of our choices and their actions. And the elder too knows that life consists of a vast net of changing conditions, and that within these changing conditions, things simply are unfolding. They unfold from those conditions. They can't do otherwise. And so there's a sense of lawfulness about that. And so engaging in equanimity as a Brahmavihara will begin this guided practice with holding in mind a neutral person. And then someone we're a little closer to, and then coming to ourselves. And as we do in other Brahmaviharas, the practice will consist of some phrases that you simply repeat. And when the mind wanders, you come back. So it is a kind of concentration practice. And there are many possible phrases for equanimity practice. And it will be important for you to explore and discover the ones that work for you. And I'll offer you some today. So see if you can bring to mind someone you would consider a neutral person. It may be a neighbor that you barely know, you see on the street, or a store clerk, or someone you see in passing you don't have strong feelings about. And we start with this neutral person because this is where that sense of the balance of care and equanimity is easy. We can easily recognize that the neutral person is on their own path, their own journey. And what unfolds from their choices is their responsibility. We can grasp that with the neutral one. So this is a great place to practice. So holding in mind this neutral person, get a sense of them. And be sure to stay grounded in the body, having a balanced posture, that courageous poise. And again, even with the eyes looking outwards for perspective. Those eyes too, that are the eyes of the loving, wise elder. And so we aim the heart mind towards equanimity with some phrases. So the first phrase, I care for you and cannot keep you from suffering. As a fellow being, I care for you and cannot keep you from suffering. I care for you as a fellow being. and I cannot keep you from suffering. Whether I understand it or not, things in your life is unfolding in a lawful way. Whether I understand it or not, your life is unfolding in a lawful way. Notice any fading out of the attention, the awareness that's slipping into the near enemy of equanimity, indifference. And open to it, if that's the case, with self-kindness as a way to step back into a caring relationship. Bringing again the wisdom and compassion of the elder. I care for you and cannot keep you from suffering. Whether I understand it or not, things in your life, it's all unfolding in a lawful way. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding in a lawful way. With the wisdom and compassion of the elder, I know that all beings are the owners of their actions, and that your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions, not on my wishes. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions and not my wishes. As you repeat the phrases, doing your best to stay grounded, balanced, adopting courageous poise and perspective. Kindness to yourself. Your happiness or unhappiness depends on your actions and not my wishes. And now pause with the phrases for the neutral person, being, and open to how you are doing, soften towards how you are with kindness. This is an inherently challenging practice for all. And as you're ready, really take on that posture of equanimity, grounded, balanced, courageous poise, big view. And if you feel able, you can take this practice now and extend it to a friend, perhaps a colleague or a neighbor that you're closer to, a friend, someone you have a little more connection towards. So it's a little more challenging. If you feel not up to the challenge, that's fine. You could choose another neutral person to practice with. It's all good. Holding this being in mind, as we take on the wisdom and compassion of the elder, we're remembering that life is full of changes, all the winds of change, the joys and sorrows, the successes and failures, the pleasures and pains. And we're remembering that each must find their own way towards this, their own understanding. And as you're ready, I care for you and cannot keep you from suffering. I care for you and cannot keep you from suffering. Whether I understand it or not, things in your life are all unfolding in a lawful way. Whether I understand it or not, your life is unfolding in a lawful way. All beings are the owners of their actions, and your happiness depends on your actions, and not my wishes for you. Your happiness depends on your actions, and not my wishes for you. So in the silence, practicing with these phrases, or ones of your choosing, perhaps shortening them, whatever feels workable. taking good care of yourself, bringing kindness to any slippage into sorrow, overreactivity, indifference. And as you're able, returning to phrases with the wisdom and compassion of the elder. Linking ourselves a little with this friend, we can try the phrase, everyone has their own path. I have mine and you have yours, and I care about you. We each have our own paths, and I care about you. Everyone has their own path. I have mine and you have yours, and I care about you. Things are just as they are. May you and I find peace and acceptance with the way they are. Things are just as they are. May you and I find peace and acceptance with the way they are. And letting be with the friend now and checking in with yourself. How you're doing. Open and soften to your experience. Bring kindness. And finishing off with some phrases of equanimity for ourselves. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I learn to see the arising and passing of all things with equanimity and balance. May I be courageously open, balanced, and peaceful. May I be courageously open, balanced, and peaceful. May I dwell in the freedom of equanimity. May I dwell in the freedom of equanimity. May I be peaceful. May I be free. And letting be with any phrases, and just open the heart mind to this body, heart mind, this being. With kindness and care. Knowing whatever our experiences are with this practice, it's all showing the workings of the heart. It's a workout of the heart. And can we let go of expectations that this cultivation is anything other than how it is? Rilke said, I believe in all that has never yet been spoken. I want to free what waits within me. For once, spring clear without my contriving. May what I do flow from me like a river, the way it is with children, streaming through widening channels into the open sea.